Hi, I'm Dennis, and I'm here with Jack in DCU. We're from the Ute Media Team. We're here with Samir Hinduja.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
I am a Fulbright Specialist Scholar, and I've had the opportunity to spend time with the Anti-Bullying Centre over at Dublin City University. This is my first trip to Ireland, and the people have been so kind and warm, and also the country is just absolutely gorgeous, so I'm very thankful to be here.
When did you start focusing on cyberbullying and why?
I started studying cyberbullying about 15 years ago, and the reason why was because there were a couple of kids in America who unfortunately took their life after being cyberbullied. And so I wanted to study it more specifically to try to figure out what we could do about it to save lives. And it isn't just about saving lives. We also know that kids who are bullied or cyberbullied have to deal with emotional problems and psychological problems, and they get worse grades, and they start to skip school, and they start to make bad decisions. And so anything that we can do to help them stay on the right pathway is what I'm all about.
If you could say just one thing to teenagers about online safety, what would it be?
When it comes to online safety, I would just ask kids to slow down a little bit and pause before they post. Many times we're always multitasking, and many times we do things just for likes and comments, and this stuff matters down the road. And sometimes it isn't worth it just to be popular amongst your friends when you sabotage your entire future.
What exactly is criminology?
Criminology is the study of why individuals choose unwisely or make wrong decisions, whether they are unethical decisions or illegal decisions. And so what I try to do as a criminologist is try to figure out, okay, they made that bad choice or they broke the law in this way. What were the reasons? How did they justify it? What motivated them? How did they rationalize it? Is it because of the way that society is? Is it because of the way that they were raised? Were they doing it for economic reasons in order to get more money? Were they doing it because of biological reasons or genetic reasons? Or maybe their personality is just kind of messed up and dysfunctional. And so that's what we try to study. We try to get to the bottom of why individuals make the wrong choices.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Sure.